Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Give it to you.
Damn
like
right
Dua.
It is, baby.
No, I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, that's Electricity with like Diplo and Mark Ronson. It's okay. Came out a couple years ago.
All right,
banger.
Like it.
I gotta be honest, Greg. I'm gonna need some assistance with rejoins today. I am in a wormhole of just like EDM music.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't believe that.
Are you emo?
No, not emo. Okay. I'm just a lot of house music all up in my ears. And,
well, it's probably because you can move better when it comes to dancing.
That's true. Yeah. It does get you moving and grooving. It's nice.
Is that a thing
nice
like you and Olivia are going out to the clubs?
Nope. Me and Henry going out on walks around town. But I also know that Wiggy hates EDM, so yes, I don't want to just flood your ears with music you hate.
So. Okay. So it's kind of an addiction thing, and you need the assistance of those that listen to the program when it comes to rejoins, or else you'll just be trapped in an EDM wormhole all morning long.
Correct.
On the show today.
It like an EDM fog. I need a lighthouse to help me make my way out.
Okay. All right. You want those on the DMs?
Yeah, send them in the DMs. You can at me in the Twitch chat. That works as well.
What are you on Instagram, Shime?
ShimeTime12.
Okay. Follow the show on Instagram, too, if you don't, and you can stay up to date with everything that we are doing. A week from Friday, it is the first roadshow of the third roadshow season. I can't believe that roadshows are here. We started a little early this year. Last year, we didn't start roadshows until May. But I was talking to the Bland manager, Ken Laird, yesterday at the Capitol Grill, and he said the first season that we did roadshows, we started in April as well. So we'll get a bunch of roadshows in. We'll start in Brattleboro, Vermont. We'll be there a week from Friday at the Stone Church, mm-hmm. which everybody says is a really cool place in Brattleboro. I can't wait. First roadshow in Vermont. I don't believe we have a local legend lined up, a Miller mystery local legend for Vermont yet.
We do not, and you can email us if you have somebody that you would like to nominate, or please send us somebody that you have a connection to so that you can give us their information.
Yeah.
Local legend GHS@gmail.com.
Ken Laird was working on one, and unfortunately the man is out of town.
Bernie?
It was not Bernie Sanders. It's on brand when it comes to Ken Laird.
So they were dull?
He was, well, maybe he was working on Tom Baudet.
We'll leave the light on for you?
Yeah, the Motel 6 guy. Apparently he lives in Brattleboro.
Oh, wow.
And Ken has some sort of a connection
to
him.
That is the most Ken Laird idea I have ever heard.
Is that would have been a great get when it comes to a Miller mystery local legend, Tom Beaudet. That's what Ken was working on. Unfortunately, it fell through. I think he's attending a convention of commercial endorsers, Curtis. You ought to be invited to that based on your work with the Yodel people.
Boston Cream Yodel from Drake's Cakes. If you don't get them now, you'll regret it.
So we're going to need a replacement when it comes to a local legend for the first road show.
Wow. That is classic.
That's
right
classic
there.
Ken.
It's nothing like staying in a motel. How did he get started in that business? And never elevating up to a hotel?
Well, I mean, Motel 6, they had a lot of money clearly to spend when it came to commercials for a while.
It's
very popular back in the 90s. Was that when those commercials were airing on the radio?
I believe so. Yeah. I mean, if that really is Tom Beaudet in those commercials, he has a great voice.
We'll leave the light on.
Courtney and I were trying to work on Noah Kahan for a musical guest, but I never get any response. He's just probably too big for this show.
I know. We've been trying, though, even before he really blew up.
I know. But I don't know if we'll,
I love him.
Listen, we'll I have full confidence that we'll get somebody.
Me too.
Is he like a big country star or something?
He's folk.
Yeah, he's kind of like pop. What would you call him? Pop folk?
I think it's folk music. Yeah. That would be right, Chem? Folky?
Yes. Pop folk seems the perfect category.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we will continue to work on a local legend, but we will see you in Brattleboro, Vermont. Roadshow number one. If you want the full roadshow schedule, it's on the show Instagram.
Yes.
So just go to the Greg Hill Show, WEEI, on Instagram, and you can see not only the full roadshow schedule, but the full schedule of roadshow pregames, where we will be the night before every roadshow as we hit the road and hang out with you over the next couple of months. Right now, though, Shime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low and the secrets that we share.
What about the mountains that we move, Shine?
Mountains that we move. Caught like a wildfire out of control. Till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left.
Anything left to prove? No, nothing left to prove.
And I remember what she said to me.
Did she swear or something?
She swore that it never would.
Did the woman swear something? She did.
How she held me.
Yes.
Oh, so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
How are you running, Bob?
Against the wind.
Oh, you're running against the wind. Okay, good.
We were running against the wind.
Johnny Cake says, shut up, Greg. All right, fine, I'll shut up. That's Bob Seger. Great lead song, Against the Wind. Good choice. You love Bob Seger.
I absolutely love Seger.
Where did your love of Bob Seger come from?
It'd be thanks to my father. He was a big Bob Seger fan himself.
Yeah.
It's the one artist, him and Bruce are like the two artists that my dad always listened to that I also fell in love with.
Huh. That's great.
Yeah.
Father-son moment there.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Your lead this morning, Shine?
Yes, thank you, Greg. So I thought I'm going to go with a little bit of a non-sports lead, even though it may be from originally a sports guy. Stephen A. Smith does like his podcast now, and he takes questions off of Twitter. And he was asked a question that I felt needed to be addressed in the room because I saw it, I thought it was interesting, and I was really curious where everyone stood. So the question is, if there is money sitting in a toilet, how much money would it have to be for you to reach in and grab it?
Hmm. And, well, I will say this. I have retrieved my cell phone from a toilet.
Yeah.
having errantly dropped it in there at one point.
So I think there's also, I think there needs to be clarification, because if it's just a clean toilet, like clear toilet, it's much easier to just be like, oh yeah, I can just reach in, wash my hand, no big deal. No big. If people clean toilets all the time, no big deal. But like if it's a toilet that happens to be filled with excrement.
No.
Then how much money would it cost?
6:32 a.m. Chime.
Couple racks?
Yeah, you know.
And some of us don't feel the best. Yeah. And you're talking about excrements in toilets?
Excrement.
Your queen is close to being ill every second after yesterday. Can you please give her a break over
here?
I'd say a G bird.
Okay.
So I'd say a rack I'd do it for.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, $1,000. I put a plastic glove on. I get in there. I get the money. I clean the money off.
For someone like you, Wiggy, you had children, so you've cleaned diapers. You've experienced poop before.
And I've did it for free.
What is going on?
Yeah, I mean, changing a diaper, you don't put your hand into water that has somebody else's poop in it.
No, but sometimes kids are covered in poop. Like
I know, believe me.
Are we doing? Why is this a lead?
They have gloves. Yeah. They have gloves. I would do $1,000.
I think he's just trying to torture you.
Yeah.
I just didn't
see this coming from Shime this morning.
Yeah, I'm just
poop talk at 6:33.
I'm in.
Tune in.
I think I would do it, Wiggy. I think I'd do it for like $250.
I see no problem with that.
If it were your own, like if you had made, if you were the one who made the mess in the toilet. I mean, if it was me,
I might even drop as low as like $200.
Oh, yeah. Really?
If it's someone else's, then it probably bumps up to like $350.
Brand, then
yeah,
you went
exactly.
200.
I know where it came from, at least.
Yeah, okay. I gotta go. I'd say at least $1,000 for somebody else. So I'd probably do myself for $500.
But you would do somebody else's for $1,000?
Yeah. Really? A Gino?
$1,000 is a lot of money, Greg. I know it may not be to you.
They have those big, long, yellow gloves now. They go up to like your forearms.
Toilets aren't that deep anyways. You don't even need a glove that big.
I can't either. Oh, Shime, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good lead, Shime.
Yeah, thank you.
One of your more interesting leads.
I was trying to be different today. Trying something else.
Thank you.
Trying something new.
Curtis, good morning.
Crappy lead. The odds are in, everybody.
Uh-huh.
The Brady talk is back. What do you guys think the odds of just Tom Brady returning to the NFL next season are via covers.com?
Boy.
Oof. Pretty good. I'd say pretty good.
Shime, what do you think?
Shime?
Odds for Brady to return, like, plus 2,500.
Ooh, so I'd say, like, plus 350.
In the middle is the answer. 10-1. The odds of him coming back next season. And we have the each team odds. Ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The favorite would be the Raiders because he's likely to be a minority owner. The Patriots, second favorite, plus 300. Then it goes to Bucks, Niners, Dolphins, Jets, Wiggy.
Yeah.
And any other team at plus 500.
Oh. How are the Niners not the favorite when they were interested before? I mean, I understand they got Brock Purdy, but wouldn't you... If you were into Tom Brady last season,
right?
Wouldn't you be into Tom Brady if he is really coming back this season?
Because I think maybe because Brock Purdy had a solid year, the whole year, and so I think that might have lowered the odds of San Fran, where they're like, all right, we like Purdy, we can go with Purdy, that's our guy. Because they have to figure out a contract for him. I mean, what are they gonna do with him, like? You already see the contracts that are out there, whether it's for a guy like Baker Mayfield. We talked about Daniel Jones. Like, where don't you think Brock Purdy is looking at those contracts and going, okay, I need more than those guys? I'm probably not in the Lamar Jackson world.
What was Jones? 10 years, 100 million? Or no, it was 100 million.
Yeah, it was 100 million.
Was it 10 years? Was it 5?
Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was like 4 or 5 million, 120, right. And I think 50, 60 guaranteed.
And I'll find out what the Baker Mayfield one was, because that would probably be a good comparison.
So that's the word out there. It's not going away anytime soon. And those are the odds of the teams and if he does return at all.
Mm-hmm. All right, Curtis. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Scottie Scheffler went to a dive bar in Dallas after winning the Masters, and he was donning his green jacket. I found it interesting because after John Rahm won, he talked about the rules that come with wearing the green jacket. You only get the green jacket to take off the premises for a year after you win. Mm-hmm. Once there is a new winner, you have to return it to Augusta.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You only get to wear it when you're at Augusta. The rules that John Rahm said is the least you can wear is golf attire. So Scottie Scheffler wearing golf attire, that's fine. You can't consider dressing down when wearing the green jacket, no jeans, no shorts, etc. The jacket can't make a public appearance without Augusta knowing. I doubt that Scottie Scheffler was like, I'm headed to this dive bar in Dallas and I'm going to wear the jacket. So that may be an issue. And the last one, cannot be photographed with the jacket while having alcohol.
Uh-oh.
So a few things to consider when it comes to the Masters, Augusta, and Scottie Scheffler when it comes to wearing the green jacket. He could find himself in some hot water. You better hope that nobody had their phones out taking photos of him drinking while in the green jacket.
Right, right. Can you wear flip-flops with a green jacket?
I would consider that dressing down, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just didn't know that there were so many rules when it came to wearing it.
They have rules about everything
right.
at Augusta National, and I guess that isn't surprising. But it's your jacket. You should be able to wear it how you want for the year that you're able to wear it. It's like when the guys who win the Stanley Cup get the cup for a day. They can do whatever they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was damaged because it got stuck at the bottom of Mario Lemieux's pool. At one point, because they were all partying with it in a pool. So,
and it would be kind of cool when you return it if it has little stains on it, little rips from partying in it. Every jacket has a story.
Well, oh, that was in Dallas, so probably some barbecue sauce spilled on it at some point, I would guess.
Oh, so wait, so the jacket is like the Stanley. They only have one jacket that they give to guys each year?
I'm assuming they have a lot of jackets because they have to have a size for everybody who might win.
Right.
But that particular one, I guess, is his and his for life, but they keep it other than the year in which he has won it. So he has two of them.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives it?
All right, Courtney, great lead.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. Then we'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next at 7. They said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We'll talk about the NFL talent evaluator who does not have good things to say about J.J. McCarthy, among other things, coming up at 7. At 7:20, we'll be joined by our official Karen Reed trial correspondent, the great Ted Daniel of Fox 25, a news guy, an actual journalist on this program, Curtis.
Oh, I love it. Big day. I think Courtney's going to be glued to the TV all day.
Right. So trial begins today, at least jury selection.
Mm-hmm.
And Ted Daniel will join us throughout the trial with updates on that trial on this show. We'll talk to Ted at 7:20 this morning on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.